This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
In the news, 911 outages across several states yesterday, and stop touching the wild animals. How many times do we have to have this discussion? News brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and more. It's April and time for the annual 420 sale. Check social media for more details. And remember, you can order online at pitbullsmoke.com for locals by locals. You were probably stuck in the traffic yesterday. Most people were. Vehicle fire caused huge delays on 64 eastbound yesterday. All eastbound lanes on 64 near 4th Street were 4th View Street, excuse me, were closed to the entrance there. But they have obviously since reopened. Man, it was rough there yesterday. What ended up happening was a tractor trailer caught on fire, and as it turns out, it was carrying mail. As we learned later in the show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Now, good news here, I can tell you, is that there were no injuries to the driver or anybody else.
That's good to know.
That's good to know. But, unfortunately, lots of mail got destroyed in that fire. Not clear yet how much, according to the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, or USPS.
I don't know what the ins and outs of the postal centers are.
Okay.
But yesterday was Wednesday.
Right.
Monday night was tax day.
Oh.
Is it possible that there were tax returns on that truck? Because that is going to be a big deal.
Yes, it is. Man, I hadn't even considered that.
Monday at midnight was the thing. So you,
but if
it
you
would have gone
it,
in Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, are they that quick? Does if I drop it off on Tuesday, it's out of there on Tuesday, yes? Or does it
go out
the next day?
That's a really good question, yeah.
Possibly on that truck.
That's a really good question.
I don't know.
Yeah, apparently this was a highway contract route that was carrying U.S. mail.
But again,
according to USPS, they say that some of the mail was damaged. I don't know if you saw the images. I'm not sure how any mail on that truck wasn't damaged, because that thing was a skeleton of what a truck used to be.
It was only the frame.
Yeah.
So it was like cartoonish in that the ribs of the frame itself were still standing in the air, but there was nothing between the metal slats.
So I'm not sure how any mail made it through that, but they claim some of the mail was damaged.
Really?
That's what they say so far, but we don't have an official amount.
Did somebody start offloading it before the bad things happened?
Maybe. Possibly. Yeah. Not sure. But they say if you believe your mail went missing, you can file a report at the USPS.com website.
Yep.
They extinguished that. They're working with Virginia Department of Environmental Quality and the Emergency Management to assess any kind of runoff into the bay or the wetlands around there.
Right.
And it also ganked up traffic for a good long while, too, for roughly 4 hours for a lot of people.
Wow.
Which is a big, big problem. And it wasn't the only accident that did that yesterday. Virginia State Police were investigating a single vehicle crash on 264 eastbound near Ballantyne Boulevard yesterday. Right around 11 a.m., a cement truck had a blown tire, lost control, and flipped.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Sounds like it was painful.
I saw the scene on my way out yesterday because I was going to Portsmouth.
Right.
And I'm driving by and I see all the fire trucks and everything that's out there. And I'm like, oh, no, what happened? By the way, if you're the guy in the little silver coupe that was next to me driving 65 miles per hour, videotaping it with your phone, recording it with your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Who almost hit the wall and another car.
Then holding his phone up?
Yeah, holding his phone up, looking out his window, not where he's going.
Dude. You can hold your phone up without looking through the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Hold your damn phone up.
Somebody honked at him, and that apparently made him mad, because then he puts his phone down, floors it to 90, and starts zipping in and out of traffic.
Oh, okay,
we
got
to remind everybody what a great and cool driver I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but either way.
Well, Steve McQueen and Bullet.
Thankfully, everybody else managed to avoid that guy.
Yeah.
But in this situation, the blown tire caused the crash, they believe, happened around 11 a.m. The driver had some undisclosed injuries. He was taken to Sentara Norfolk General Hospital to be treated for those. But that ganked up traffic for about 4 hours as well.
Wow.
They didn't have that scene, the on-ramp there, and everything moved off until about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Dude, how heavy is a cement truck? You know, to stand it back up again and hold it. You gotta have to get a crane.
Yeah, I have no idea how they made it happen. We saw it when we went out there and we checked the traffic before we came back. And we're like, well, we're going the long way around because they're still dealing with
that.
Well,
I hope that person's okay.
Yeah, I hope they are too. I hope they are too. But again, we don't have a name for the driver yet, but they're being treated at Sentara Norfolk General for their injuries. Something else that happened on the highways yesterday. Mary, the tunnel boring machine.
Yeah.
Made its way through and completed its first new tunnel on the HRBT North Island yesterday.
Oh, hey.
That's exactly right.
A little slow clap.
I know. It's pretty cool.
That's great.
Wavy was out there. They actually caught the audio of it coming through. You'll hear people cheering and the loud thud as it breaks down that wall. And it's just, it so perfectly comes out as a perfect round sheet of rock. and falls in one big piece, and it's amazing looking.
Yeah.
But this is the audio from it.
Oh, there it is.
And there it is.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, actually, to watch the video. In fact, I'll send it over to Rena so we can get it posted.
It's great.
It's neat to see happen. Because, you know, we've talked when they started this project about how massive this thing was, the boring machine.
Right.
And it's just cool to see it work like that. But it's the first of two new tunnels that they're working on with this project. The expansion, they say they had to put it in the ground. It dug 7,900 feet, installing 1,200 rings for the new tunnel is what they say.
Yeah, it's apparently like the self-contained thing that as it goes through and cuts, it leaves structure behind.
Yeah, which is
interesting. Like there's finished work behind it, or at least framing work.
Some kind of stabilizing thing behind it.
Right.
Yeah, they did that. They say it goes about 173 feet below the water's surface. This is the first bored tunnel in Virginia using this method, and it's only the third overall in the entire United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's pretty
neat. Is this the machine, did they borrow this from Europe, or is this domestic?
I think this is the one we borrowed. They said they worked, the crews worked overtime like this, like crazy to get this done. Actually, due to that tractor-trailer fire yesterday morning, a lot of people who were supposed to be there for the milestone were stuck in the traffic.
So that sucks.
Yeah, which is really
important. We've been working on this thing for a couple of years.
I know. It's, you know what's funny is that them being late to it because of an issue related to the HRBT
is a perfect metaphor for the need.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. And the fact that this comes just a couple of weeks after VDOT announced that the whole project is about 18 months behind schedule.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like you said, kind of really stresses the need for it there.
No kidding.
But now they begin the process of turning the whole thing around and going back the other way with the other tunnel, and that'll take about 5 months, they say.
Okay.
So, working on that.
Nice.
Making some progress. The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the push to remove the cabinet secretary from office over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and ending his trial before arguments even began. Senate Democrats, everybody suspected, we're just going to kick this down. They argued that the articles were unconstitutional. The first article charged Mayorkas with willful and systemic refusal to comply with immigration law. The second one had a breach of trust for saying the border was secure. But yeah, they said that the votes were along party lines. And of course, the Senate Democrats said it failed to meet the high crime standards that they have.
High crimes and misdemeanors.
And misdemeanors, yes. Emergency services on 911 lines yesterday went down across several states, widespread all of South Dakota and parts of Nebraska, Nevada, and Texas yesterday.
Wow.
Now, since then, it seems like they've been restored, which is great news. The Department of Homeland Security, though, has gotten involved because we still don't have an identifying cause for the failure yet. Homeland Security has warned, though, of increased risks of cyber attacks against 911 services since they've migrated most, if not all of them, to digital systems now.
Yeah.
Which, that would be something we now have to watch for that you didn't have to when it was a landline.
Yeah, right. No, true.
They say several cyber attacks have happened against 911 systems in recent years, one of which in 2017 actually brought down 911 centers in more than a dozen states. Authorities have also had to ask people now they tell you it's working again, they're now officially asking you, please don't call to test it.
Oh, people are testing it?
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, want to make sure I can get through, which I do understand.
Uh-huh.
You want to be able to get through to 911 if there's an emergency.
Yeah.
But in this instance, I think you're going to have to take their word for it that it's working again.
Yeah.
They're asking you, please, don't get involved.
Stop. Just stop.
Yeah. No comment yet on anything that's happened from the FCC or anybody else that's involved in the process. Tesla is asking shareholders to restore the $56 billion pay package for CEO Elon Musk that was rejected by that Delaware judge earlier this year. Yeah. And they also want to move the company's corporate home to Texas. Stockholders will vote on the changes at a June 13th annual meeting. The proposals come as the electric vehicle maker has really had problems with global sales and the lagging electric vehicle demand. They say the stock price has gone down dramatically. In January, Delaware court ruled that Musk is not entitled to this compensation package that he was granted. But in a regulatory filing, they said Musk met all the stock value and operational targets in the package, so it should have been approved. Now they're asking the shareholders to vote and approve it for him again.
Wow.
So we'll see if they give it to him a second time. They're also going to move, like I said, they're trying to move the whole thing to Texas. So it'll go a little differently if this happens again for Musk. I'm sure he's just... $56 billion is nice for him, but he's doing okay without it.
I think it was 2018 was the last time he was compensated for his Tesla work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He hasn't drawn a salary out of the place.
Isn't that...
He gets stock.
Yeah.
And that... he has stock, and if he does well, everybody does well.
That's the idea.
That's kind of the point of that, but he does not get a salary.
Right, right.
Right.
It's like, I remember, you're going to get a history lesson here. I remember learning about that being used in the building of the Transcontinental Railroad, where the conductors and or the engineers and stuff there, they wouldn't pay them a salary, they'd pay them in railroad stock.
Oh, so they gave them a portion of what they were building.
Right. So the idea being,
nothing wrong
do
with
your
that.
Job well, and it'll benefit you as well as everybody
nothing
else.
Nothing wrong with that, that's
so,
for sure.
There you go. And a lot of companies have done this over time. I just learned that recently reading something about building the railroad.
Well, this is how wealthy people pay less taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't pay income tax.
Right, because it's not
income.
Right.
No, it's a capital gain. If he makes more money on the stocks, capital gains is taxed at a lower rate than you would pay an income tax rate. So
right.
It ends up being less taxed.
Yeah.
It's a strategy that people like you and I can't do because we just don't have that kind of wealth.
Right, understandably. Yeah. Right, understandably.
Right.
But it is interesting when you look and you say he hasn't pulled out money or hasn't gotten an income from Tesla in
years.
He
hasn't been salaried.
Yeah.
No.
And it's just funny when you look at that and you see how wealthy he still is, not pulling a salary.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? It's just funny how
sure.
that, you know, you really start getting into the ins and outs of how that whole system works.
Of all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There's a video making its rounds on the internet right now. If you haven't, you'll see it today, and it will make you mad. A group of people in North Carolina pulling bear cubs out of a tree just to take some selfies. The group of about six people were caught on video pulling three scared black bear cubs out of a tree, and just for taking pictures, to which that authorities have said,
"Stop it. Stop it."
That's the official thing. Stop it.
The official thing.
Stop it. During the video, you see multiple people grabbing the bears and pulling them over to take a picture of them. One person even drops one of them while they're doing
this.
What? Yep. Another cub is seen desperately trying to get away from them, scurrying over the fence there near, trying to get away.
Right.
Police were called to the scene. They got the help of the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. They all came out there. They said when they got to the scene, most of the cubs were gone. There was only one still at the scene who seemed traumatized, the poor little thing.
So were they ticketed for, you know, pestering the bears?
It did say
there's got to be a law.
There does. I'm sure there is. I don't have an official punishment. It says that officially from them, the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commissioners and the police say they confronted the group. So I'm not sure if they got any kind of punishment or not. But they did find them. At the very least.
I was always told wherever there's bear cubs, there's a mother bear, and this is a bad place to be.
Yeah, the wildlife specialist said that it's uncommon for a mother bear to just leave her cubs unattended in a tree like this at this time of year.
She's coming back.
So she's probably coming back. Now, they said even if she's not, A, don't be taking selfies with them, and B, because again, you dropped one of them. I mean, you don't know how to handle these things. They're wild animals. Leave them alone. But on top of that, you don't need to touch them. If you, for some reason, think that an animal is being abandoned or injured, call wildlife management and let them handle it.
Yeah.
Don't put it in the back of your SUV. Don't take it anywhere.
Right.
Leave it where it is.
Right.
They did say when they got there, again, that one bear that was still there was pretty traumatized. It was shaken. It was very scared.
Yeah.
They ended up taking it to a rehab facility for evaluation. Eventually, they're going to release it back into the wild. They say hopefully no serious damage was done here, but they say it's frustrating to see people be this irresponsible. If you're going to be around animals, especially bears, you need to educate yourselves on the do's and don'ts. The biggest don't is touch them. That's the biggest don't. The most common bears in North America are black bears and the grizzly or brown bear. And believe it or not, I think the black bear is the one you have to be more scared of.
Yeah.
Because I think the moms there, the bears in general, are more aggressive.
Oh, right.
But they do say if you ever encounter a bear in the wild, particularly a cub, don't get close to it and never try to get touch the cub because, like you said, mom's usually not too far behind. And that will dramatically increase the likelihood that she's going to attack you.
Right.
Uh-oh, Rod has a question.
Yes, okay, I understand that, but if I'm going to one of these, you know, parks, what wild animals can I touch?
hey, buffalo, they love to be touched.
Oh, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Don't
and if
they?
You see a sick elk,
just
load that into
snakes
your minivan.
Love to be touched.
And,
yeah, I've found that if you go to...
I know a snake that likes to be touched.
If you...
That's yucky.
If you go to the zoo, I hear the lions get bored. They love it when you climb down in there with them. And, just leave animals alone. That's the official advice there.
Jeez, that's, you know, then why you go to the park in the first place.
Oh, I know. It's so boring. I'm so sorry, Rod, that you can't just enjoy them in their natural habitat.
We've run the moral lecture into the ground.
Yeah.
So
we're moving on from that. We'll move on from that to something we can't mess up. How about looking up in the sky to something you can't touch, like the Devil Comet, which will show up this Sunday.
Ooh.
The celestial body is named for its horn-shaped emissions of ice and gas, so it does kind of look like it's got two little horns on its head.
Yeah.
And they say you can catch the comet when it reaches its maximum brightness.
I know.
They say it's best viewed by telescope or binoculars just after sunset in the west-northwest horizon for us here in the Northern Hemisphere. That's where we'll be able to see it. And again, they've got several apps you can use to track it if you'd like to. But they say it'll reach its maximum brightness, and this is going to be it this weekend. And then you won't be able to see it again for like 70 years.
Oh, really?
So again, kind of your one chance to get this.
We'll never get to see it again.
unless you're listening to this and you're...
Most of us in this room will not see it again.
Unless you're listening to this and you're like six... Odds are you might not see it again.
Rita's got a chance.
A chance, yeah.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way she's living right now, I'm going to take the under.
Yeah. Sunny with a high near 84 today. Southwest winds around 9 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Increasing clouds to low around 50, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high near 68. 66 degrees now. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
You just give him the finger?
Yes.
No.
Curious. Just curious.